Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Steve Ashburner of NBA.com is with us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline as we switch it up from baseball to hoops. Not been much to talk about with the Cavs. Steve, you know, there's reports that if Jamal Crawford gets bought out, the Cavs might be interested, but they have not addressed any of their problems yet this all. Not that they have a million, but to beat the Warriors, they got to get better, and to me, they haven't at all.
Yeah, it just shows you what this arms race has become in the NBA. I mean, when you've got a team that has that much talent in Golden State, you know, a team that blew through the Eastern Conference playoffs with you know, pretty impressive roster and performances, all of a sudden now looks like, you know, they're sort of stale and sitting on a shelf and not part of the conversation. And I think that all contributes to the feeling that the gap is widening. It's not narrowing.
And so how do the Cavs close that gap that you talk about right there? Their last seemingly option would be maybe a buyout from the Knicks and they land Carmelo just to give them a different shake. Does that seem like a real possibility, or are they going to limp into next year with the roster currently constructed?
You know what? There are a lot of bad teams. There are a lot of teams lacking even one star in this league. And so before people break out those little violins for the Cavs, I mean, please remember what they're working with.
Yeah.
You know, there's always the opportunity for, you know, internal improvement and development. Not everything has to be just go out and pluck something, you know, from, you know, behind a store window and add that to the mix. I mean, sometimes that doesn't work to the point you get coaches that say, you know, we weren't able to blend the various talents. I mean, we've seen that too. So, If this Cleveland team feels good about the chemistry that it had, and it sure did for three rounds of the postseason, and I'd say probably the last month of the regular season, you know, that's not to be dismissed lightly. I think you have to really focus on why they have the players they have. If they feel locked in terms of salary cap reasons, well, you know, there are reasons for that. They like those guys. To the extent to, you know, that they gave them the deals they did. So, you know, it's not always a grass is greener kind of a thing. Now, Carmelo Anthony would add a wrinkle, no doubt about it. I mean, I don't know how much it scratches the Cavs' itch. Defense seemed to be a particular concern, you know, in the finals. And I don't know that would really solve anything. Similarly, if Dwayne Wade gets a buyout from Chicago, I mean, you add a professional scorer late in his career, but I don't know, again, that would be really what they were looking for. And, you know, Jamal Crawford's sort of the same. I mean, he's great. He's ageless. He's a tremendous guy to have on your team. But they've got tremendous guys on that roster. They need some guys, you know, that are a little bit younger, a little more spry, and with more of a defensive bent to them.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com, is with us. Steve, you know, Jonathan mentioned the Knicks and that question in Carmelo Anthony. I was working in New York last week, and people were all excited that Phil Jackson got fired. But, you know, Phil Jackson didn't start the problems in New York. They stunk for a decade and a half before he got there, and apparently the problems are not over. Tim Hardaway Jr., 4 years, $71 million? What's that all about?
Yeah, that's stunning. I don't know what that is. That smells of desperation, doesn't it?
Big time.
I mean, you know, you're gonna offer this guy who, you know, they traded for very little return. I mean, didn't he go to Atlanta for a relatively small price?
Yep.
And, you know, all of a sudden now he's been rehabbed to the extent that you're going to throw that kind of money at him. At least it's a million less than they overpaid to Joakim Noah. So, you know, you can always look on the bright side of that. But, yeah, I'm not impressed with that. That just seems like you're running out of options and you got to grab some headlines here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a very good idea for them. But one team that did have a couple good ideas, the Celtics and landing Gordon Hayward. We talked about the gap between the Warriors and the Cavs, and if we know that one's big, we also understand the gap between the Cavs and the Celtics, also pretty big. How much did that close with Boston's acquisition?
Well, I mean, you know, Hayward is a terrific player, and we'll fully get to see and pay attention to that now that he is out of Salt Lake City. It's sad but true, but, you know, being out there with the Jazz in that market, in that time zone, he just didn't get the acclaim that he otherwise would. People around the game knew, you know, just how good he was. But I think that it will open up his game to a lot of fans and things. Now, you know, I'm one of those that always wonders about the subtraction. And I think Boston was a better team with Avery Bradley on it than not on it. Hmm. And I don't fully understand this move with Detroit from just a sheer competitive standpoint. And frankly, I mean, you know, Cavaliers fans didn't much care for the guy, but Kelly Olynyk was, you know, he is a rare combination of skills, even when he looks a little bit, you know, oafish and like not the smoothest guy. But, man, he can hit from outside, and he's physical, and he can rebound, you know, when needed at times. He has big moments. He had one really big fourth quarter during the postseason. So I think that that's a loss for them as well. So I don't know that the gap has closed much between the Cavaliers, unless the Cavaliers, you know, really get sideways here and sort of psych themselves out. I think that the atmosphere, I haven't been to Cleveland since the finals, but the atmosphere that I'm reading about and hearing about with Chauncey Billups overlay in that, yep. And so now it just seems like it's kind of overcast right now. And, beyond what you know would be warranted, I think.
Well, think about it, Steve. I mean, you know, Dan Gilbert, I've had a big beef with Dan Gilbert. First, he lets David Griffin's the GM the last 3 years. They go to the finals 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
We understand he didn't do it all himself. We get it. But you let that guy walk because you're being cheap. Now, he's not cheap in general, but he was cheap with Griffin. Then Chauncey Billups is the guy he wants. He lowballs him. So, yeah, fans are kind of angry and now, you know, starting to speculate, oh, is LeBron now more likely to go at the end of this year?
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. It'd be nice if it wasn't that way. But, no, you're right. I mean, Gilbert has needlessly antagonized the situation. You know, I don't know if David Griffin was asking for the sky. I mean, I know he wanted more power and obviously a raise, but it sounded like it didn't even get down to concrete terms on money because it was clear he wasn't going to get the authority he wanted to make deals without, you know, without having everything sort of run past Gilbert. So, you know, yeah, you would like to think that if a guy is willing to belly up to the bar and pay the kind of payroll that he's paid the last 3 years, that including all the taxes, that he would, you know, he wouldn't squeeze the nickels at the back end,
yep.
You know, when it's time to have a guy in the front office. Chauncey Billups, I don't know. You know, some of these guys, they want the jobs more than maybe the job fits them. Chauncey's a great, you know, he was a great player. He's a smart guy, but he's unproven in that job. And so the idea that a name guy would, you know, a name as a player is going to translate necessarily to the front office, I'm not so sure. Now, you know, should he have been lowballed? Maybe not lowballed, but he shouldn't be coming in and making what the top guys in that profession are making either.
Speaking about guys making top money in their profession, Kevin Durant takes less of it to keep that Warriors team intact. LeBron has never really decided to do that with the Cavs at this point in the game, still making $33 million. Forbes has him making $55 million every year, and I always respected that because LeBron knew that that was better for the players in general, overall, that you max out the amount you can get, and you almost force that within owners to expand the salary cap and make the ends meet. Did Kevin Durant, did he hurt the league by doing that move, or do you just see it as an unselfish act and it should be heralded?
Yeah, I don't think it hurts the league by doing it. I don't think he puts any real pressure on other stars to do the same thing. I mean, everybody has that choice. You know, I'm certainly not going to genuflect at Kevin Durant leaving a few million dollars on the table for a couple of years when, you know, he has socked away and with shoe contracts and other endorsements has plenty more coming well beyond what he was making on the basketball court. I mean, look, I know people in my life that they don't go for the absolute last dollar. They stay in a current job because they like the city or they like the job or they like their coworkers.
Sure.
You know, and they're talking about $1 to $3 million in career earnings. So, I mean, you know, this people get these clammy palms about Kevin Durant. Oh, my goodness, look what a team got. No, you know, he wanted what he wanted. This is a good way to maybe get it, and bully for him. On the other hand, I don't blame LeBron and anybody else who takes the max, because the max is artificial. And, you know, if this were a perfect world, I think a league needs a salary cap. I think you need teams to have to, you know, it's like playing poker with table stakes. Everybody sort of has to have the same amount. Otherwise, you can just get blown away. But within that, within a cap system, I don't know why you have to max out certain players, why there's a ceiling on their salaries. If somebody wanted to pay LeBron 75 and have 24 to build the roster around him, so be it. If they think that's the best way to go. And if LeBron wanted to sign for that, for instance, you know, maybe he could convince people to play for less. Maybe not. Maybe he'd have to take less to get better teammates. I wish there was more flexibility. The ceiling on individual players to me is just too artificial. He's been playing for less than his market value for a long time.
I mean, in a way, it's the second and third tier players that benefit the most, more than the top. Not that the top guys aren't making a boatload of money, but yeah, I mean, if there was no salary cap, LeBron might be making $100 million a year.
There would be 15 to 25 halves, you know, really big time halves with all the zeros after their on their paycheck. And then you'd have a whole bunch of role players making, you know, a few million here, a few million there. Those guys, of course, are all union members, and they can outvote the stars. And that's kind of what has gone on.
Yeah. We're talking with Steve Ashburner from NBA.com. All right, Steve. So the Rockets get Chris Paul. The Oklahoma City Thunder get Paul George. Minnesota, they get Jimmy Butler and Jeff Teague. I know, you know, there's different levels of how good those teams were last year, but of those three teams, which team improved the most?
Good question. I think for this coming season, I would say Oklahoma City. Okay. I think that, you know, with Paul George as a one-year rental, I can't imagine he'll stay with the Thunder beyond this year. But I happen to like Russell Westbrook and Paul George better than I like Chris Paul and James Harden. I just think they can do more things. You have at least, you know, the size there for a wing defender like Paul George to be able to match up against multiple, you know, opposing scorers. I think that's a bigger step up than what Houston did. Houston still, to me, strikes me as an odd fit, and managing the basketball will be, you know, a big challenge. And for Minnesota, I think they did exactly what they needed, but I don't expect it's going to pay off entirely this year. I think that's a move that maybe it gets them in the playoffs this year, but they then, you know, are headed in the right direction with Jimmy Butler, Taj Gibson, as much as Jeff Teague, to help instill a defensive mentality there. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, Teague is a better shooter than Ricky Rubio, so that'll give that group better floor spacing. But I think that they're still a work in progress.
Yeah, and Tibbs is going to run them to the ground anyway. I did have a thought on your Paul George take with the Thunder. Do you think that PG will finish the entire year with Oklahoma City, or is it a possibility that he could be traded at the deadline to maybe a team like Boston that still has a ton of assets and would still be trying to make their push towards the Cavs?
No, I mean, it's an interesting thought because you know, so many people are upset at what Indiana got for Paul George, saying that Oladipo and Sabonis were not enough. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if that's the case, if that's what Sam Presti kind of thinks, it's like, well, maybe he can turn around and trade, you know, a third of a season of Paul George for more than he gave up for the first two thirds of the season.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he just gets some appreciation in that trade and it works out. I don't know what you get for a third of a year. Depends, you know, you'd have to find the exactly right situation, the right suitor. Maybe Boston would be in that sort of thing. Maybe, you know, Washington or somebody, if they feel like they're close and they don't have many more options, because they're sort of capped out, you know, and limited in a roster flexibility way. But I would have preferred, obviously, to see Paul George start this season with the Lakers. I just think it would have been better for the player, better for that team, and better for the league overall not to have so clearly a situation of a star player coveting a certain team, the team coveting that guy, and they're apart for another entire year. I just don't know how healthy that is.
Steve, last thing, speaking of health of the league, yesterday we were talking about, you know, the going to 1-16 and getting rid of the conferences. I like the idea. I think it might lead to maybe not solving the problem of guys resting, but improving that problem, because there'd be more battles Like, if you're the Cavs, you don't care if you're the 1 or the 2 seed. But if there's 1 through 16 and you're the Cavs, you maybe don't want to be the 4 seed because then you got to play Golden State before the finals. What do you think about that idea, and could it ever happen?
You know, I could see it happening. I mean, the league hasn't been, you know, all that shy about trying different things, and this has been brought up multiple times already. So it wouldn't shock me. I do think that they are slow to move on, you know, massive reorganizations. You know, if they were to, you know, realign and move Minnesota and another team into the East or do things like that, you know, they're loath to do that based on 1, 2, or even 3 years evidence. And,
yeah.
And so, yeah, it'd be intriguing as heck. I agree. And I never thought of it in terms of the resting thing, because then I think about the extra wear and tear when you've got a Portland Miami, you know, first round series. I mean, something like that would be, you know, kind of prohibitive in terms of the travel. But, you know, they have charter flights, so
yeah. And you could have a Portland New Orleans or Portland Memphis anyway, not that much
right.
further. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I mean, the way they designate these teams, yeah. East and West, is a little bit shaky too. So, yeah, I don't know that the positioning would it be as clear what you needed to do. I don't know. But right now, it's not pretty. It's almost like there is a, you know, an A division and a B division, you know, for 15 teams or at least, you know, 12 or so
right.
in the West. And then, you know, then you drop down to the East. And maybe it's a funky way of getting parity in sort of a halfway state.
Exactly. Steve, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
There you go.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.